but I still see some valuable insight into how people are using these tools. And I think when you look at the convergence of use in the areas of computer and software and mathematics and arts and media and office and administrative, you kind of see why marketing jobs are very much in the crosshairs, and the marketing field is going to be highly impacted by AI adoption as well, which is one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this economic index report on our episode today. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about one of the biggest issues in AI, how it's going to impact the workforce and the knowledge work that we all do. And thanks to Anthropic, the company behind Claude, and their new economic index initiative that was announced just about a week ago now, we have a new set of pretty comprehensive data that is starting to analyze this transformation based on the public use of Anthropic's Claude AI model. So they have actually gone ahead and analyzed over 1 million anonymized conversations within the Claude AI, and they've mapped those AI interactions into more than 20,000 distinct workplace tasks and functions. This study actually uses the Department of Labor's job database as a framework for this function mapping. Apparently, this is called the ONET classification. And Claude leveraged a tool called Clio to map all these conversations and to analyze these occupational categories. So let's break down what this actually looks like as far as AI adoption goes in the workplace. And this is something that we talk a ton about on this show. First, as far as workplace integration into tasks and jobs, the report found that 36% of jobs utilize AI for at least a quarter of their tasks, while only 4% of positions rely on AI for more than three quarters of their work. So still some ways to go for the majority of people to be using it for the majority of their work. But speaking of the majority of AI use, 57%, focuses on augmentation rather than automation type tasks. So this has been everyone's rather optimistic prediction about how AI would affect the workplace, at least early on. People have been hopeful that this would mean augmentation and enhancement of human work and capabilities and not automation and replacement. So that seems to be holding true, at least in the early days here of AI integration into knowledge work. The report also got into how AI adoption rates broke down along earning potential and distributed across wage levels, which was pretty interesting. For instance, mid to high wage positions, particularly in tech, showed the highest AI adoption rates. Well, interestingly, it's the lowest in the highest paid positions where minimal AI integration is taking place, so at either ends of the curve. And so, not surprisingly, those physical service roles as well remain largely unaffected by the current AI capabilities. So when we talk about AI replacing work in the early days here, it's very much the knowledge work, which to me is always going to be a bit of an ironic twist of fate that it wasn't the blue collar labor, it was the white collar work that the AI came for first. Now, next, we start to get into the really actual, insightful, interesting stuff here where they break down actual tasks and job role differences in AI use. In the lead, we have, not so surprisingly, computer and mathematical professions as the leading category at 37.2% of the queries. Again, by far the largest share, which is interesting because, as you'll see in this chart here, and I'll go ahead and share my screen for anybody who's watching along on video, linked in the show notes as well is this actual page where Anthropic talks about the report, and they also link to the paper itself, which I'll include in the show notes as well. But as you're seeing now, or as you should be seeing, you have this chart here that's representing the share of the working population that each of these categories takes up. And you have computer and mathematical right in the middle, pretty low down at 3.4%, accounting for 37.2% of the use. So a pretty drastic difference there. And also pretty low down here, we have the arts and designs at 1.4%, using 10.3% of the conversations in this Claude study right here. So the arts and the media are also have a high usage rate relative to the ratio of the population in that category. Next, you have education and library at 9.3, office and administrative at 7.9, and the life sciences at 6.4, and then business and financial still pretty low at 5.9%, which is a little surprising at first to me. But again, I think when you get into security and data privacy and compliance and all those things, there's still a great deal of hesitation for enterprise adoption of AI, especially in financial type roles. Okay, before we get into the conclusions of the report, let's cover some of the limitations or the possible gaps in the reporting data. For instance, there's a bit of context ambiguity to whether Claude conversations were distinctly work-related or personal queries. And to kind of get an idea of how a personal prompt would get categorized here, I'm going to again share my screen for anybody who is watching along to show another one of the infographics here that is on the webpage. You can now see that this graphic shows us that a gaming prompt at the top, where a user is asking why their game keeps crashing, so definitely a personal gaming prompt, actually gets categorized into the computer and mathematical section of the occupation. So there's a little bit of context ambiguity there right now. The analysis is also limited to data from only Claude's free and pro AI plans, so nothing from the team or enterprise users, and excluding the API. So losing out on probably a pretty big chunk of business use cases there as well, but I still see some valuable insight into how people are using these tools. And I think when you look at the convergence of use in the areas of computer and software and mathematics and arts and media and office and administrative, you kind of see why marketing jobs are very much in the crosshairs, and the marketing field is going to be highly impacted by AI adoption as well, which is one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this economic index report on our episode today. Now, lastly, as far as those possible gaps in the data, they think there could be some potential bias and non-inclusion going on with coding tasks and creative tasks, respectively. For instance, Claude very on was touted for its incredible coding abilities, so coding use cases might be overrepresented in the Claude conversation dataset. Well, Claude does not actually generate any images out here. It is not an image generator at this point, or doesn't have that capability. And so creative tasks may be in fact underrepresented. So always good to keep in mind the potential biases and gaps in these sets of data out here. I, for one, will be very interested to see how these numbers continue to evolve as adoption gets easier and enterprise adoption in particular gets easier. Hopefully this type of data can also start to guide the policy and legal groundwork and the foundation that's going to be necessary to navigate this very fascinating but definitely revolutionary technology. Fortunately, this data set is being made openly available, so researchers and economists and policy experts are all being invited to contribute and take part in giving feedback and helping us to understand and prepare for how AI is truly going to affect the way we work. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.